Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I tell you what, I enjoyed coming into your home or wherever you're watching this today. I want to talk about something that I believe you're going to be blessed. And the title of it is, Quit Trying to Become What You Already Are. So many people talk grace, grace, grace. If anybody believes in grace, I do, because we're saved by grace. But so many people trying to attain something they've already attained. Now, let me tell you something. Just because grace is there means that you can do anything you want. It won't make any difference. Now, that's a lie and a very deceptive lie. I don't care who's saying it. You have to repent. Yes, Jesus died for the sins of the past, the sins of the present, and the sins of the few, but the future. But you have to walk forward and walk clean. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Somebody said, told me the other day, well, no one's going to hell. We're all going to heaven. Then why did God create hell? Well, for his devil and his angels. No, for people that sin. That's why he created it. What did Satan do? He sinned. Lucifer sinned and became Satan. So quit trying to become what you already are. Yes, but I live my life clean and it's not hard. Let me give you a great scripture. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen generation. Ain't it nice to be chosen? Praise God. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Turn on your heart light. Yeah, that's what I like. Look what St. John chapter 1, verse 12 says. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You see, the anointing of God is great and it's wonderful in you. You know, I was noticing, let me put this down here. If you look at my shirt, these television lights, see how it shines? Some people think, man, that's the anointing coming. No, that's the lights on the shirt, you know? But what happened is that light in you should be doing that when people meet you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when I don't know how anybody can be depressed in any way, shape, or form when God made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person. So I don't try to get healed. I am healed. That doesn't mean the devil does not attack my body. When he tries, I go, no. Jesus took my infirmity. I don't want it. He bore my sickness. I don't need it. You want it? You can have it. I'm going to be healed. And I've already been healed. That doesn't mean I don't feel things. I don't want you to misunderstand that. But I faith the fact that by Jesus Christ, I am. Not how I feel, but what I am. And the more I speak that, the more I create that in my innermost being, it pushes away sickness and disease. I can prove it to you. You want me to prove it to you? Ready? You ever saw me sick? Come on, answer the question. Have you ever saw me sick, sad, disgusted, discouraged, despondent, broke? No. Why? His will be done on earth or in earth as it is in heaven. I am living here today like as if I'd be living in heaven. I'm not bragging about that. You can too. Spiritually, physically, financially, every which way, shape, or form. That doesn't mean you're not going to get attacked. That doesn't mean that hard times don't come. But a guy told me something in Texas probably 40 years ago. Tough times don't last, Brother Jesse. Tough people do. I thought, I like that. And I've always remembered that, you know? So when tough times come, because they do. And everybody thinks, you know, boy, y'all, man, you and Kathy are so blessed. You don't realize where we started from. I was raised very poor. I wasn't ashamed of that. My mom and dad did the best they could, but they only could work in the knowledge that they know. You see, you've got to study this word and find out what God says to do in this life, not somebody's opinion. Because most people will preach their experience, good or bad, and make you try to follow that. I follow the word of the living God. So quit trying to become what you already are. You already are what God says you are, but you have a right to walk away from. Some people say you don't. Yes, you do. God did not create you a slave. If you can walk in, you can walk out. Why would you want to walk out? Stay in. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know why anybody would want to backslide. To what? What does hell have to offer? You see what I'm trying to say? So just stay where you are with God, and I tell you, it will grow, and all of a sudden you'll begin to see the blessing, spiritually, physically, financially. I don't care what country you live in. It has nothing to do with being in America. It has to do with Christ in you, the hope of glory. Faith that fact, and buddy, you will live factual in the word of the living God. See you next week. God bless you. Bye-bye.